I mean, to be fair, we were just in New York for a couple of days and driving through Brooklyn and Manhattan, and it's
a huge truck.
Yeah, it's, the culture's a little different. It's a little, a little more cutthroat, but no, it's almost so. We keep saying it's like so over the top and so many people beeping at you. It's almost not scary and intimidating anymore. It's more like being in a haunted house ride or something. You know,
it's a good way to describe it. I think I'll remember that next time I'm going through Boston traffic. I mean, I'm kind of glad you guys got the honking and not the doesn't use fair turn signals American, which is
pretty, right.
Yeah. Rhode Islanders listening will know that we do not know where our blinkers are. I feel like Vermont's pretty decent about drivers, though, and you guys came before the snow and ice, so.
Right. Vermont seems chill.
Yeah. It's a very chill place, which is awesome, like. Very calm, very quiet, lots of cool stuff to see.
Lots of ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Have you guys had a creamy yet?
No.
No, we've been at the New York show, someone on the merch table was like, you gotta get creamy, man.
Yeah.
We gotta get them.
If you're tuned in, you should chat in your favorite creamy place, and I'll recommend it.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah. You guys gotta get the maple creamies, though.
Okay, maple creamies. Yeah. All right.
It's Rhode Island, or Vermont treat. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Gonna make me go to Red.
Sorry, no one has.
Yeah. So you guys gotta get creamies now that you're here.
We will.
Yeah.
Yeah. We will.
Anything else you guys are planning to do while you're here besides check out Lake Champlain and get creamies?
The thrift stores were pretty good last time.
Yeah. Recommendations would be good. We have a day off tomorrow. Yeah. So swimming, nice. Creamies.
Went to a pretty good cafe last time where. We had some nice sandwiches. Can't remember what it was called, but we had a good time. We'll find whatever that place was again, I'm sure.
There's lots of amazing cafes on Church Street, and there's also some pretty good thrift shops, too. Cool. Especially, like, a little off the beaten path. Like, it's better and it's cheaper. So.
Nice.
No shade to Church Street, though. Yeah. And you guys are coming here Saturday, right?
What day is it today?
Oh, no, it's Tuesday. I don't know what day it is anymore.
We're here today and tomorrow. Okay. But I'm not sure. It's Tuesday. Yeah.
So. Yeah, Tuesday.
That's it. Wow. Saturday, I don't know, we'll be long gone. We'll be
could be anywhere.
Philly, I think.
Wow. Are you guys doing any shows in Boston or other parts of New England?
Yeah, we are doing another in New England. We were supposed to be going up to Canada to do some support shows, but that got pushed till next year. So I think we're playing somewhere called Marshfields in coastal Massachusetts, like around Cape Cod, that sort of place.
Oh, nice.
I think we have a few more days off around there. I think we're going to go have a look around, sort of, you know, the old sort of New Bedford, Nantucket kind of Melville country. Maybe check out the Whaling Museum. I don't know. Ooh, any English grads out there can let us know that if it's any good or worth seeing, that would be good.
Yeah. Nantucket's great. Yeah. So is Cape Cod. Cape Cod has amazing beaches.
Yeah, I think we're staying like right on the beach.
Oh, nice.
We're trying to swim, I think, as much as possible on this tour.
Does England not have beaches? Or
yeah, we swim a lot there too. Okay. You just got to try and build it in, otherwise. Yeah. You know, if you're just in the van and then in a little dark black room playing the show, you know, which is obviously we love, but, you know, I think we've been touring long enough now to realize that you have to kind of build in some extracurricular activities. Yeah.
Work-life balance, it's very important.
Yeah. Something like that.
Sounds like you guys all have, like, you're all very passionate swimmers, it sounds like, or just enjoy being near the water.
Yeah. I think a good mix of love just swimming and just like splashing around. It's just good for the soul.
We swam in Lake George yesterday evening.
Wow.
Down in the town, Lake George, is absolutely amazing, right by the fort.
What's the big rat thing that we saw?
Oh, yeah, we had to put up a story on it. Yeah,
we saw it. We swam with a nutria, which we'd never seen before.
Yeah. And we've also seen our first we've seen our first chipmunks on this tour. We've seen our first groundhog.
Do you
get
chipmunks?
No. Cute.
Yeah.
Wow. Huh.
We were chasing chipmunks down in New York, to be honest.
Yes.
Well, there's a lot of fat squirrels around campus.
Okay, we'll keep an eye out.
Yeah. There's also skunks, so watch out.
Okay.
We don't have those either. I don't think we haven't learned to be...
cautious.
Yeah, we haven't learned to be afraid of the skunk.
Yeah. They're kind of friendly. They're a little friendly around campus. Like, they know that college students will feed them. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There's also allegedly a cat hanging out.
Okay,
so
cool.
I've heard rumors of a campus cat that isn't Rally Cat. I did. So there are squirrels around here. There's a ton of them. And I actually saw a massive one the other day. Like, I don't mean to be rude, but it was eating a slice of pizza
Whoa.
The size of a
dog. It looks like it's got a dancing partner.
Yeah,
like,
kind of.
It's like they're waltzing.
I think that we're looking at a picture of a big squirrel kissing a slice of pizza like a date.
Yeah, that's right, for the explanation.
Is a massive squirrel, it's a gray squirrel, so we have a couple different squirrels in America. We got red squirrels, too.
Oh, yeah, we got those.
Yeah, and, like, the pizza's the size of its body. Like,
it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Nature's amazing.
It really is. I mean, we got Nutrias, really fat chipmunks, squirrels, and Champ. Like, what else do you need? Yeah. So in terms of, like, musical influences, what kind of got you guys into playing in general? And how did you guys get together as a band?
Ooh. Anyone want to take that one? It's quite a big one, really.
Okay. That's an origin story secret.
We kind of started out as a folk band. We met at college. We just started playing a bunch of open mics. I play banjo. Emma play guitar. We're going to play accordion. Patrick play fiddle. And, yeah, we play, like, old Appalachian music sometimes. Or
Michael Hurley
stuff, yeah.
John Prine.
Yeah, British folk songs as well. And yeah, we just did that for years, just for fun, never got too serious. And then, post-pandemic, spent a lot of time apart. And then when we got back together, we realized how much we enjoy playing music together. And it just seemed like a natural thing for us to try and take it a bit more seriously, get some real instruments. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we've just been doing that ever since.
That's a really sweet story. Like, yeah, you can really just go back to music whenever. I feel like that's a theme I hear a lot these days, is you can always start creating again.
Yeah, for sure.
It sounds like you guys took that very literally.
Yeah, I think you just realize how much you miss it when suddenly you can't be going out at all and have any of that.
You guys did mention that your music does have some very morbid themes and kind of tones in it. Is there any other media that kind of inspires that? Like, you mentioned being listening and playing a lot of Appalachian music, but is there any books, other artists, artworks that inspired that kind of aspect?
I think we're all pretty big readers. I think I read quite a lot of stuff like Flannery O'Connor, which kind of has sort of similar themes, and all these guys did like variations of literature, undergrads and stuff, so we're all big into books.
Yeah. What are you guys reading right now?
I'm reading James Baldwin.
Ooh.
What's the name of it? Tell Me How Long the Train's Been Gone, which is great.
Okay.
I've been racing through it so far.
I'm reading a book by, I think, Sarah Shulman. Is that right, Rowan? That Rowan got me maybe for my birthday or Christmas or something. Can't remember the name of it, but I'm enjoying it.
I'm reading The Motel Life by, I think it's Willie Bolton. I'm not quite sure how to say his name, but he's also the songwriter from a band we love called Richmond Fontaine.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
they're great. I brought Shipping News by Annie Proulx with me, which I've been meaning to read for years, big Annie Proulx fan. But I started reading Dune in Spanish on my Kindle instead.
Dune in Spanish.
Yeah.
What's the word for Dune?
They just go with Dune. Yeah, we're like sharing motel rooms, so it's not really social to be turning on the light when you wake up to start reading, so the Kindle's quite a good option.
Nice.
How
is Dune in Spanish so far?
Muy bien. No, it's good.
Yeah.
Just trying to keep it up.
Yeah, good luck. Do you think you'll have it finished by the time Dune Part 3 comes out? Or?
Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah. That would be a... yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Then you can watch it in Spanish.
My thanks.
30 IMAX Spanish Dune Part
3. Yeah. That was good.
Yeah. So, did that kind of like... Are you a sci-fi fan?
No, not at all, really. I mean, I watched the two movies on the plane, and I'm just trying to, like, you know, read a bit in Spanish just to keep it up so I don't forget how to do it.
He likes sci-fi a bit.
Yeah. It's not like, I wouldn't say it's like a part of my personality.
But now it's on the radio.
Now it's just on the radio.
We all know that, man.
Okay, well, there you go.
I don't, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think like doing as much conversational Spanish in it, like...
Yeah, it's going to be useless when I start, like, ranting to people in Madrid in random bars about, like, spice and, like, intergalactic politics and all that stuff. So, I'm maybe shooting myself in the foot a little bit there.
I mean, it could be a very interesting, like, bar trick, like, just start reciting Dune.
I might just seem, like, really intense and people might want to not, you know, give me a wide berth. But, you know, it's fine.
That can be a benefit at times.
For sure.
Yeah. So now that you guys are back in America, what are you excited to see and experience while you're here? Like, anything you want to go back to? Anything new you want to try?
Well, I was really excited to come back to Burlington, but we've already talked about Burlington a bunch. We're also going to the Carolinas for the first time, North and South Carolina, to support Drive-By Truckers, who we love. I'm really excited for those shows. We've got some friends who live out there that we're going to get to see, and we're going to get to play those awesome shows. And it just seems like we're going to really like the whole vibe of those places. So I'm excited for that.
Oh, that's exciting.
Pretty excited to try some barbecue down south. I think I feel bad for like bringing up basically every interview we do. I feel like about touring, I start talking about food, but it kind of is like
that is the American thing,
kind of like a big thing for I think any touring band will know what we're talking about, you know. That'd be, you know, one of the trays with all the like different little bits. I'm pretty excited to try that. You can get it in like the UK, but it feels like it's just kind of like a really overpriced imitation. I just want to get like a, you know, from some gas station or something, some tray of smoked meat.
Maybe don't get gas station.
I'll get every sort of tier, like every kind of the whole like range of quality. Okay. Maybe
sometimes on tour, all you can really get is the gas station food. Get like whatever is the most tasty version of that, even if it's gonna make you kind of sick.
What else do we like? The big supermarket sandwiches. We're pretty glad to have that as an option again. All right, I'm doing it again.
I'm excited to crack a Miller High Life, the champagne of beers, because we don't have that in the UK. And
really?
Yeah, that's just a.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's just a nice, watery beer. It's really enjoyable.
I think a lot of people here would disagree with you about being good, but.
I'm looking for that sponsorship from Miller, so if they want to come through with that.
Yeah, check with that. So, nothing else you guys are... like. Have you guys heard of Buc-ee's?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
It's the gas station to end all gas stations.
Okay, yeah. This is the thing. You were saying, don't do the gas station, but...
Yeah, but like, I'm saying Buc-ee's is different. Buc-ee's,
okay, all right. So.
It's like the boss of...
It transcends the genre.
So where can we find a Buc-ee's?
Yeah.
Texas?
Are they beneath?
Okay.
Yeah, what parallel are they below?
I'm just searching Buc-ee's near me. Nothing here is going to be... Oh, there's one in Virginia. So Crawford, Virginia, if you're stopping.
Basically down the road.
Yeah. Yeah, it's only like an 8-hour ride. Yeah.
No, I think we're going through there. Okay, we'll hit the first one. We're going
to do it.
Pass.
There's... You'll have plenty of gas, I'll tell you that. There's so many open pumps there.
Awesome.
If you guys have seen the back rooms, it's kind of like a chipmunk theme, very southern version of that.
It's a powerful image.
Okay.
So, I'm not southern, I'm a New Englander. So I'm sorry to any southerners listening to this. I don't mean to slander the Buc-ee. Speaking of the back rooms, though... A lot of your music videos seem to take inspiration from VHS and early 2000s editing and kind of old news broadcasts. What kind of drew you to that? Was it nostalgia or kind of like the sublimity of it, I guess?
I guess we're all kind of like born in the 90s, so, you know, as a part of that nostalgia, for sure. Like, that's kind of what our parents would have filmed on and what was lying around. Other times it's just like, you know, that's just what the kind of guys in our town who would be willing to make videos of us, that's just like the cameras they have, and like if we're like, they're willing to film a video for us for like the equivalent of $200, like that's what they're gonna use, and it's kind of rough and ready. You know, that it kind of mirrors the form of the music, you know, it's not too, I don't know, some of our songs by certain critics have been described as being, you know, not overly polished, maybe a bit kind of rough around the edges.
That's
the fun of it, though. That's obviously kind of what we're into. So I think it would be really strange if suddenly you were listening to that music with some super HD,
4K camera,
like well thought out music video. It would be slightly at odds.
I'm a firm believer that the best music videos are just, like, vibes, like...
Get some nice colours, some good vibes. Just something we could... You know, like, we're all, like, working the rest of the time as well, so it's just, like, we just grab a weekend where we can go out and spend a day filming. That's kind of all the time we have, you know? So, it's kind of a mix of... another way of putting it would be like, we're lucky that we're into this kind of like rough and ready like look and sound, because we don't really have the time or the means to like achieve a slightly more polished kind of aesthetic.
Good thing there's no perfectionist in your group, you guys would not have anything else. It is a very cool vibe, and I feel like it's been coming back recently. I mean, like, obviously the back rooms is like huge right now because of the movie, but just like the kind of dream cores, I think it's subliminal spaces, like, that kind of, like, really matches the vibe, and as you guys were talking about earlier with the spots you guys choose to film, like, it meshes really well, like, it seems very intentional.
That's good, that's relief.
Yeah.
it was.
Inspiration from the Blair Witch Project, or no? Not to say your songs or anything is scary.
I'm still scared by that film. So it's a strong no from me. I'm still trying to forget about it. I'm trying to wipe it from my memory. Maybe you guys.
I don't think I've ever seen it, to be
honest. I've never seen it.
Don't watch it. Absolutely terrifying.
Like, I'm glad I got through my teenage years without someone at a sleepover trying to make me watch that. It just looks absolutely horrible.
It's the found footage movie, so I do kind of, recommend. It could be a fun movie night. Like,
I'm out.
Yeah, I'm busy that day.
We'll watch it now.
We'll watch it now.
It's like, it's great. It's like, maybe take some melatonin after, but it's fun. Is there anything else you guys kind of want to add, like, before we start closing out?
Just definitely please come to the show.
It's gonna be great. We're like, I think, you know, we just did two nights in Brooklyn, they went really well. Like, I don't think we'd try and pitch it if we didn't think we were gonna put on a good show, but I actually think we're sounding pretty tight and the song's good. We'll probably play Jason Molina song because we've got all those learned from the other night. So if you're Jason Molina, Songs Ohio, Magnolia Electric Company fan, you should come down for sure. We've got a Lucinda Williams song that we've been playing, so if you're into Lucinda Williams, you should come down. Or even if you just got nothing going on at all, you should come down, because it's much more fun to play to a lot of people. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah, I believe that WREV and UPUB are actually doing some ticket giveaways. So if the winners for that have not been announced yet, you guys should totally go check out those Instagrams and apply. Because, like, it's going to be a great show. Like, start of a school year, who doesn't want to be at Higher Ground? Like, everyone's hyped. No one's failed any tests yet. Or I really hope no one has failed any tests yet. This is the second day of classes. I'd be a little concerned.
I'd be impressed. I want to meet that person.
I want to meet that professor. I don't know which professor signs a test anymore, but I hope I never have them. That's scary. So, thank you guys so much for joining us here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for coming all the way from Norwich to the United States. Like, wow, I think this is the first international band I've ever interviewed, so this is kind of wild.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right, thank you so much to Brown Horse. I really appreciate you guys being here. And So Higher Ground, you can still get tickets. Tickets are still available. I actually checked last night. So there's, you guys should definitely go. They're like $20, super affordable, in my opinion, at least. Doors are at 7:30, and show starts at 8 p.m. That's correct, right?
That sounds likely.
Sounds about right, yeah.
So doors 7:30 p.m., show 8 p.m. But before we completely shut this interview down, we're going to end with Hairs by Brown Horse, one of your songs from your new album, Total Dive, which actually came out back in April. So if you've been listening to that since then, now's your chance to see it live. Here we go.
Well, look at me, and you know I don't have the answers. Maybe that's why no one asks me how long I'll be. Stopped and tried to focus.
in and out of the grass. I hid indoors.
if I could stay in one place? What if I strayed a little closer to the edge? What if I took it all for granted? What if I left it all, up to chance? What if I get everything I wanted? What if it's a nightmare? What if I don't wanna be there? What if I don't wanna be there?
We'll be right back. so many mistakes to make. What do you want from them? What do you want from them? To have the same dream 3 times a week. Fever's too big for you to keep. There are so many mistakes to make. Mistakes to make with you.
Thank you. Oh, my darling, heaven knows why that door finally closed. You gave me plenty of reasons. Maybe I just like me the most. I pack my bags to go. Darling, darling, mon amour. My lips never said my heart was pure. Maybe time's the cure.
Maybe time's the cure.
Thank you.
fara que le na kumama dokera que le na kumarota si kafara que le na tamama tasi dokera que le na tamarota si si yo me que le na mirie tasi fuki que que le na wokoye tasi 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 eh tasi eh tasi 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 kana kasi tu tasi 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 ekana kasi tu tasi fika limene ya tasi ekana kasi tu halano le tasi tasi ile bebiri kana kasi
to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks as always for listening.
An activist is anyone who sees the need for change and devotes their time to doing something about it. If you are interested in making a difference for a cause you care about, you can do so by educating yourself about the issue. Take classes on issues related to your cause. Listen to the people most affected. Engage in community service. Advocate for legislation. Create a public awareness campaign. Do a survey about the issue and share the results. Demonstrate. Educate others, run for office, get the press involved, and talk to other activists, and possibly even pursue a career in a field related to your cause. Basically, whatever job skills you have are probably really useful to some activist organization out there that supports your cause to creating positive change. This message has been brought to you by We the People of WRUV FM Burlington.
La 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 la. Hey, this is Kalmia from Rebel Bucket, and whenever I'm in town, I listen to WRUV FM Burlington, your better alternative.
Thank you. Show me wings while I need your touch. I see why I lay down next. rise in a morning sunrise, the light of love comes stealing into a newborn day. Flaming with all the glow of sunrise, a burning kiss is sealing the vow that all betray. For the passions that thrill love and lift you high to heaven are the passions that kill love and let you fall to hell. A sable story softly as in an evening sunset, the light that gave you glory will take it all.
adentro como un espiral y al corazón lo distraigo por no hacerme caso al ritmo de su pulso.